You've been here on campus and everything. Just your initial impressions of SCC.
Well, I'm really impressed, first of all, with the people. There are some wonderful people here, hard workers, a lot of single-person offices that carry a lot of heavy load and yet do a great job. So that was my first experience. The second experience was just really being impressed with the facilities. They're well kept, they're well maintained, and I really like the idea that most all the buildings are connected, and that really makes it good for the students, because once they get inside a building, they can be inside and not worry about the rain or the winter or the cold or the heat, for that matter. So it's a great setup. For the students as well as for faculty and staff. But those are the two things that really jumped out at me when I got here.
What drew you to apply for the presidency here at SCC?
Well, when I looked at the board's description of what they were looking for, who they were looking for in the way of a president, all those pieces just seemed to fit with my experience, with my education, with my background. It just was really exciting to see something really fit. I've looked at other opportunities, other situations, and I've tried to figure out how I could tell my story to maybe match up with what they were looking for. But I didn't have to do that here. And I really like that. And it really feels good. It feels like a proper fit. You know, when you put on a pair of shoes and it feels good on the foot, it's like, I can do that, and I don't expect to get any blisters from those types of shoes. So I'm that's how it feels, and that's what drew me here was the matchup of my experiences and education with what they were looking for.
How would you describe your administrative style?
I like people. I believe in people. I believe it's important for people to be empowered. I don't just let them go off and do whatever they want to do. So I give them goals. We talk about goals. We talk about objectives. We talk about where they're headed. I like to have people feel that they have responsibility. And then I hold them accountable to that. So we look at what are the goals that are laid out there, what's the time frame. I check in on them from time to time to make sure that they're headed in the right direction. If they have questions or concerns, they can bring them to me, and we talk about those. When it comes down to the final relook or look at the goal that has been met or whether it hasn't been met, then we evaluate it. Was it good? Did it come out the way we wanted it to? Or were there some things that we need to do differently? And maybe we finally come to the conclusion that's not a good thing to do. So I believe in people, believe in empowering them, but also hold them accountable.
There are so many things on the plate for a president of a community college like SCC. Is there an area or two that are really your focus when it comes to the whole community college side of education? Is there an area or two that you'll put your focus on?
Well, first of all, I think we have to be very concerned about enrollment. And enrollment has seen a little bit of a decline over the last year or so, and that is troublesome. It could just be a bleep in the radar screen, but we certainly want to take a look at that. And as was presented tonight in the board meeting, a SEM, or Strategic Enrollment Management Plan, making sure that we're doing all the things that we can do to get the word out to our students, our potential students, to our families that are out there, so they know what SCC has to offer. So that's number one. Number two is I got to know the people here at the college as well as in the communities. And whether we're talking Burlington or Keokuk or Mount Pleasant or surrounding areas that are serviced by the school, everyone is special. Every area is important. And so get to know the leadership, get to know the people, get to know the culture of those particular regions or those particular cities, those particular townships. Those are all very important to me to try to understand what their needs are, where they're coming from, and how we can help. So that's really number two, is getting to know the people, both here at the college as well as within the communities.
As was mentioned, and it really is the case, with community college, there's so much goal setting and stuff like that. I mean, you're going to be starting right out. Can you set some goals for the first 30 days or so? I mean, if you were going to set your goals for the first 30 days on the job, what would they be?
To meet the people, to know the people, to understand the team that's here, that's in place, both in Burlington as well as in Keokuk, as well, and then beyond to those three different educational sites that we had. So to know the staff that are here, to know who they are, what they do, and really make those connections, that's going to be probably right at the top of my list. And then there's all kinds of things to get caught up to speed on, whether we're talking enrollment management plan or whether we're talking retention plan or whether we're talking outreach to business and industry. There are some things that we just don't want to miss, some things that we just don't want to fumble the ball on. And then there's some opportunities there that perhaps haven't been properly or fully or completely explored. So we want to take a look at those as well. So it's going to be a full packed first 30 days, first 90 days, first 100 days. But I've already started. I've been carrying stuff back and forth from these types of meetings today and all through this week. And even I've been up here a couple times already prior to my acceptance of this position. So I have a ton of stuff, and I have a tremendous staff that's here to help me get caught up to speed. But a lot of reading, a lot of inquiry, a lot of questions that I'll have and answers that I'll be seeking, and just try to do that from a standpoint of wanting to understand better.
In terms of, I guess, looking back at your experience and such, are there any programs, initiatives that you have seen succeed along the way that you might bring with you here to SCC?
Well, I really liked it. Well, what I did at State Fair Community College is I put into place a renewable energy program. And that included solar, wind, and biomass. And we're in the process down there of establishing a methane gas, landfill gas, to electricity project. And that'll produce electricity based upon the methane gas that's in that landfill. That electricity then will go into the grid, and then it will supply dollars, if you will, back to the college for use in other programming. And it'll be 25 to 30 years of revenue. Unusual revenue, if you will, for a community college there. Now, I'm not suggesting necessarily that a landfill to electricity, landfill gas electricity program would happen here, but something similar. I noticed that there's Siemens down the road that has they build wind turbines, and it would be great to see if something like that might could happen here, and then put together a renewable energy curriculum and programming for students. But I need to explore what Siemens has to offer, if they're connected with anybody else, those types of things. But that's an example of what I've done at another college, and I'm willing to bring it here. And I have good connections at the other college, so I can import some of their curriculum here and bring it into SCC standards, but not have to create the wheel.
Probably the final thing. Our listening area is really the listening area for the college. What do you hope people know? What do you want them to know about you?
About me personally is that I care for people, and I'm really student-centered, and I want the best for our students so that they either accomplish the particular goal of getting a class or two that helps them with their skill development, or that for those who are interested in going right into the job market, that they get the skills and the training and experiences that they need so they can be successful on a job. And for those students who are looking at higher education beyond a two-year school, that they'll get a good, solid foundational education here and then be able to transfer seamlessly to a four-year school. And so I'm really about students. I really want the best for them. I want them to be successful. I want them to be challenged. There's no walk in the park to go to college. It's a challenge, but it prepares them for their life, and it prepares them to be good citizens. It prepares them to be participating in the government, in their neighborhoods, and their organizations, to be leaders, to be just really involved. And that's, to me, is really critical. And what education is all about, it's getting people engaged and giving them the skills, helping them with the skill development, helping with the background information that they might need to know so that they can be successful.